The weekend's cultural highlights in the region include a film festival, a modern pop cabaret legend, a groundbreaking performance artist, a reading by a former Village Voice critic, and a whole lot more. New York City-based performance and visual artist John Kelly will perform a workshop version of Time No Line, his new solo live memoir, in Club B10 at Mass Mocha in North Adams, Mass, on Saturday at 8 p.m. The program is based on personal journal entries about the East Village of the 1980s, gender performance, the culture wars, queer history, and more, and incorporates movement, projections, song, and spoken word. A focus on Cuban cinema and premieres of new films by Ken Loach, Pedro Almodovar, Paul Verhoeven, and Columbia County's own Courtney Hunt are some of the highlights of Film Columbia 2016, offering an extraordinary lineup of international feature, documentary, independent short, and children's films from this Saturday through next Sunday at venues in Chatham and Hudson, New York. The films will be shown at the historic Crandall Theater, the anchor of the festival screenings, and the Morris Memorial Community Center, both in Chatham, and at the Hudson Opera House in Hudson. Folk pop singer-songwriter Rufus Wainwright performs an intimate solo concert at Basilica Hudson on Saturday at 8 p.m. Wainwright is widely regarded as one of the best songwriters of his generation by his fellow musicians, critics, and audiences alike. And in addition to 8 albums of his own songs and film soundtracks, he has written a classical opera and set Shakespearean sonnets to music for a theater piece by Robert Wilson. Wainwright's concert is a benefit for Basilica Hudson, which was co-founded and is still directed by his childhood friend, Basilica director Melissa Oftermore. The concert will be preceded by an onstage conversation between the two. Folk rock singer-songwriter Amy Rigby celebrates the 20th anniversary of her debut album, Diary of a Mod Housewife, which went on to become a modern classic, with a long overdue vinyl release of the album and a concert at Spotty Dog Books and Ale in Hudson, where Rigby can often be found working behind the bar and cash register, on Saturday at 8 p.m. Joining Rigby are husband Eric Goulden, a.k.a. Reckless Eric on bass, original Mod Housewife drummer Doug Wiggle, and guitar wizard Alex Turnquist. Matt Lawrence, the Northampton, Mass-based indie blues singer-songwriter, who performs under the name The Suitcase Junket, brings his box of creative tricks to Club Helsinki Hudson tonight at 9 p.m. The DuPont Brothers, a sibling indie folk Americana duo, will warm up the crowd for The Suitcase Junket. And finally, author, editor, and critic Laurie Stone will read from and discuss her new book, My Life as an Animal Stories, at the Hudson Opera House on Saturday at 5 p.m. My Life as an Animal features a series of interconnected and comic stories that blur the lines between memoir, fiction, and cultural criticism. Through the book's impressionistic style, it builds a narrative via seemingly unrelated anecdotes and observation. Its tantalizing challenges to readers is that what is being read may be autobiographical, but also may be fiction or fictionalized autobiography. The book is simply called Stories on the cover and title page. In the end, whether it is real or imagined, it is gripping narrative prose. The reading is free and will be followed by a reception and book signing. I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.